this is what happens when you spend so much time down at Camp Howdy, down in South Texas. Howdy! Well, you know, we were down there getting ready for the tour. We were trying to search for some spiritual sport, for some inspiration. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves, when out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we said, we're vegetarians. Veggie what? Say, you boys climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals where the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude, his name was Beauregard Hooligan, out across a B&T field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo? I called him Bo. Does this thing fly? What are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of that moment. And he just smiled and he said to me, kicked in, we spiraled upwards, we were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when a song came to my mind. Still I run the wheel. And high in the sky above and clear out of sight is the Free Mexican Air Force, and we're flying tonight. In the little town of Nederland, the cowgirl is cooling her heel. remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life made the free Mexican Air Force Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight, flying so high. One is one I wrote with a buddy of mine down there. This is called Come Back to Old Santa Fe.